Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John, the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, John. What I would like to do, man, whatever you guys did for me before, I had never advertised before. I got me a Google ad put together. I had it for several months, and it just never done anything. I mean, I'd get a few calls, but and then I got a hold of local Splash, and the next thing I know, I'm like fourth in line or third in line. So I want to do that again. I want to do that again and pull that same stunt, same information, same ad. I got a website up now you guys can work off of, and
I'd just like to get
started paying you. I mean, you guys tell me what to do, what I owe you, and if you take care of the Google ad or if I take care of the Google ad or, I mean, if you guys just take the bull by the horns or how we do this.
Sure thing. All right, well, let's take it one step at a time. I don't want to just accept money here. I want to make sure we're helping you, okay? It's a long relationship that we want to build, and it has to start strong, okay?
You know, literally last time, what you guys did such a great job. I was so overwhelmed with work that I thought, man, I'm going to have to stop because I just cannot keep up.
Oh, wow.
And so, last time, I'm not kidding you, and that's been like 2 years, and it's just now kind of winding down from you guys got me fired up before. So, I mean, I got nothing but great things to say, and I'd just like to do that again and get my ad back up there where when people Google water well drilling and pumps, I'm, you know, right up there in the front where they get a hold of me.
Perfect, perfect. Well, we'll make sure to go over these things again here. And you said water well drilling, pipes. We'll go over all that in just a moment.
Not pipe. I'm not a plumber. For some reason, that got mixed up on Angie's list or something. That I'm a plumber, and I'd like to get that plum off of the out of the world because I'm not a plumber.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're not affiliated with Angie's on there, so. Don't worry.
Sure.
I understand that completely. I didn't think of a plumber when I heard pipe. I'm sorry.
All right,
I'm glad we're on the same page. Yeah. Now, the package that you were with before, it covered about like a 50-mile radius. Is that where you want to keep it at?
No, let's get bigger than that because I do a lot of work all over and, I'm licensed in Oregon and Idaho. So, I mean, it's pretty wide radius. I'm going to say more like 150 miles.
Okay. With that being said, then, Dee, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a very straight shooter, okay? So I hope you don't mind here. I don't beat around the bush.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Okay. So the package that you had previously before, I believe it was $299 a month. So it was almost like a 50% discount rate, and that covered about a 50-mile radius. Now, if I was to do Google Ads, that's going to be your Google Ads above the local map section plus your local map section plus the local directories in the areas. Now, that goes about 100, 120 miles-ish right there, okay? But that package, if I was to give that same 50% off for that package, everything all-inclusive, obviously there's no paper or anything else, it's just a flat rate, that would be at $449 month to month. Would that be something that you wanted to do for that?
Man, I think so. I mean, the last time it worked out so well, and you guys had my ad up so high that, you know, when people call, I've noticed this. The well drilling business, you may not know this, is a very, very crooked business because no one knows what's going on under there. It's not like building a foundation. It's not like building a highway. No one knows what's happening under there. So they call the first two or three people, which are literally all related, the Phippses and the Adamson, and, I mean, you can see them all on there, and they all have exactly the same story, and that's literally as far as it goes. And in West Boise, there's a lot of wells drying up, and people call the first two or three ads on Google, and they get told, oh, no, you got to abandon your old well and drill a new one, And it's literally just a con for about $15,000 or $20,000 more than the people need to spend. I mean, that's exactly what it is. There's no two ways to say it. So I would like to get up into a lead area where those people could, you know, where I was like the second or third one they called, and I could give them my information on it, because I've drilled a lot of those. I mean, I've refurbished so many of those wells that it's just, I mean, it's the difference between changing spark plugs or pulling the whole engine out of the car because, you know, it's not running right. It's that much difference. So, give you an idea.
Wow.
So anyway, yeah, going with that, it's, they tell people you got to abandon your old well and we got to drill you a brand new one. And, you know, they're calling me and saying, man, we got to take out a second mortgage. And I'm like, no, that's a lie. That's a lie. I can do the whole thing for you for half of that. So I run into it a lot. It's really a criminal thing. And a lot of times there are people with little kids and, you know, they got one well and they can't even, you know, got three little kids under eight and they can't even use the restroom. And people are taking advantage of this. And so that being said, there's several reasons why I want to get back the way I was. And if you want $450 a month to do that, then I'd be all over it.
All right, sir. Well, I'm glad we're being open with one another, you know what I mean? Transparency and communication.
Sure.
Everything. It really is. So,
yeah.
Let me do this. Let's start off with a very few things here, the bare essential stuff. The phone number that I have for us to contact you is ending with the 7652. Is that the still same phone number that best reach you? Okay.
Everything's the same, friend.
All right, perfect. And then far as, because you already have a Google Business Profile and everything there, I remember you mentioning a website though that you have now, right?
Yes, I think that is klsdrilling.net. A friend of mine, actually a client that I saved a whole bunch of money, his son put that together for me. And I thought it looked very nice. You know, I never had one before. And I think it's klsdrilling.net. And then I have several recommendations on there. I only have one bad recommendation. That's from a guy I didn't even drill as well. He was just mad over, the fact that, they wouldn't clean out a building so I could get in to fix his existing well. And so after like 2 months, I finally said, listen, you're either going to have to fix that or we're going to have to forget it. And it just, that's all that happened there. I never even drilled as well. That's the only bad review I got in my whole place.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. I'm not checking. I might be making that up.
His name
was
something
Bird. His name was something Bird. And he's just, I mean, he's lying. His only argument was I was rude because I said, you're going to have to move that car and clean that stuff up or I can't get in there. I mean, I've waited long enough. And, boy, it hurt Mr. Bird's feelings. I met him. He thinks he's quite a special little man. He's quite popular amongst himself. And okay. I just thought he was going to show me something. So anyway, that all said, man, yeah, you guys did me a great job. We could get this started, you know, today. If you want to jump in on the Google Ads part, I don't know any more about advertising, man. I don't know any more about your job than you do about mine, to tell you the truth. I couldn't do your job any more than you could show up here and take over my well drilling. So it's that far out.
No worries. That's what I'm here for.
Maybe you're a well driller. I know I'm not an advertiser. I know that for goddamn sure.
No, I'm definitely no driller. If anything, I'm glad that we don't talk to your customers directly because you'll probably lose customers if I was to reach out to them. All right, I don't know nothing about drilling. But I do know how to make sure to get your business found here, okay? First thing is I am looking up to make sure that website – oh, I got klswaterwell.net. That's the one I have on the business profile. Is that the right one?
Okay, yep.
Yep, okay, perfect.
That's it. And Katie Brock and a few people that her family was out of water and nobody would even talk to her. And I went by there and fixed her well for $7,000 and the next bid was $34,000. I'm not making that up. It was $34,000. She told me just crying like, you know, we're two school teachers. There's no way we can afford $34,000. we were going to get a loan from my husband's parents. I said, just a minute. Let me come over there and see what we got. Yeah, I was there 2.5 days and $7,000. She called me a week later and said, we're ready to make the next installment. I said, Katie, that's it. You done paid your installment. Your installment's up. She just couldn't believe it. She was like, well, where did they come up with $34,000? I said, Katie, you want me to tell you the truth or lie to you? I said, where do you think they came up with it? Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, dude, it happens all the time. So, as a just a decent Christian and human, I want to reach out to all those people that are losing water in the Boise area. And to do that, I need up at the front of that, and whatever you need to charge me to get that going, let's get it going. And, I mean, I'm no millionaire, but I know that last time it was money well spent.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I want to make sure you, I remember you mentioned that you were overwhelmed with work. So I want to make sure to let you know that it's also in fine writing. You can actually put this on pause too. So if you have a dry season or if you're too overwhelmed, I suggest either calling our team to say, hey, listen, I'm getting too overwhelmed with too much work. It can put a damper on my business. You know what I mean? So just tell them, hey, listen, maybe we can include it for specific areas for only a specific type of keywords that brings you the most profits. That way we can kind of slim things down a little bit. And when you're ready, you can branch it out further again after that. Do you know what I mean?
You know, even calling you now, I'm booked out better through the winter and everything. I mean, I'm really backed up. I just don't want to get it down to where – yeah, I just don't want to get it down to where I'm running short of anything either.
That's okay. All right. So don't worry. We'll take care of it.
I don't want to be premature here, but I remember last time it took like 45 days or so to kind of get everything in order and the ball rolling and things are happening. And so, you know, I just want to make sure I'm – and like you said, man, you know, I get so many calls that I can't report to them, and then they're all people are mad. And I'm like, listen, buddy, you've got to understand. You're thinking you're going to the hospital with a broken leg, and you're the only one in the whole building. And it ain't like that. There's a lot of people out of water. So sometimes you have to explain it like that.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, you know what? Just over talking with you for like a few minutes here, I see that, I don't know, the sincerity in your voice, so I would love to help you with this, sir. All right. Let's see here. So, very first thing is, I want to make sure our team is on the same page with you, keeping things up to date and everything. It's a part of our process. Do you have availability of an hour to speak with our team, possibly tomorrow or sometime this week?
You know, I do. I don't know if you can hear that clunk, clunk, clunk going on in the background. I got a guy right now, Gilbert, that's just fanning. He's got a 4,000 something square foot house. They're ready to put siding on it and there's no water. He's just fanning his brow. So, yeah. So I'm, really busy here just in the next couple days, but if we set up a time, especially of an evening, I mean, I just make time and talk with your people and I mean, everything is the same. The way it was last time, other than the mileage, I mean, it's essentially exactly the same thing.
Okay, everything.
And even that 50 miles, you know, other than just going out to 100 miles, you know, it's just everything's the same. My name's the same. Business is the same. Coverage is the same. Nothing's different.
All right, perfect. I'll make sure to do this for you, partner. Don't worry. And I have everything in the notes as previous as well, too, so I could put everything in there. One thing I didn't update is that website. I don't know why it didn't change there. Let me pull this right here.
A person told me you guys like robocall that number and stuff, so it gives it a higher grade and gets it up more toward the front of the Google thing. Is that really how it worked, or were they just...
No. That's illegal, if anything, in a sense. Like, we do everything by the book. We don't cut corners because we're certified through Google.
Okay.
If we start doing any of that weird
stuff, I would know if it's against the law or not. I just wondered. I mean, I know nothing about advertising, friend. I'm telling you, I could probably get out and build a pair of shoes before I could get some advertising done. So, I mean, I just don't know. I do know one thing about advertising. Last time you guys did it for me, it was a score. So, I mean, when something works good, you stay with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, we do. And we just communicate with us, okay? That's all I ask, because that no communication.
Sure, no problem.
Nothing's going to work well. Now, Dee, before I do anything further, I want to make sure you're really protected. It's crazy to say this, but there are people out there that do this type of stuff where they pose as us or they'll try to get information, things like that.
I was talking to him earlier about they said they were going to get me on the like when you ask Alexa well driller in the area that my name was going to come up, and I don't know, it just seems like things went downhill since I did that. They charged me $700 and oh, it's a lifetime deal and this and that, and I don't know, it just didn't seem like it worked out too well.
Oh man. Well, listen.
So
it's a crazy world, and I want to make sure we take care of you, okay? Please okay. Follow my rules on this. We're going to set up a security question. You can make up any answer you want. And if we call back, let's say there's a guy that calls and he says he's from local class, his name is John, and if he don't understand what your security question is, hang up the phone, okay? All right. So we have three choices here. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay.
That's the one no one would know.
Okay. Now, remember, we're not going to ever tell you your answer. We're always going to just ask the security question. But what would that answer be?
Mac. M-A-C.
All right. I love it. You got the Mac attack going on here. All right.
Yeah, the Mac-a-dog, man. He was a German short hair. Best dog in the world.
Oh,
died of leukemia of all things.
Get out of here, really? Leukemia?
Yeah.
Oh,
leukemia, man. Got cancer and died. Yeah, I spent a lot of money taking care of him, and poor bastard, just like a person would. He just waned away no matter what I did for him. It couldn't get him no better.
Oh my gosh.
So,
all right.
It's cool, but yeah, that was a long time ago. So.
Oh. I'm sorry for the loss on that. I had a dog that was my best friend, man. And gosh, I still miss him.
Yeah,
it's been a long time. But
I'm not weird about him like a lot of people like to share their sandwich with them and share ice cream cones with them or anything weird like that. But I'll tell you, a good dog, whether you're a hunting dog or a cowboy, especially, they're just worth their weight in gold, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love that. All right, Dee. Well, the next part here. We do have a card saved on file previously. I could only see the last four numbers. I wasn't sure if this is the same filling and things like that
yep.
or not. On the card, is it just
everything.
The first name? Everything's exactly the same. Billing address, P.O. Box 194.
D. Woodruff, Box 194, 3515 Garrity Boulevard. Everything is exactly the same.
Okay, perfect. All right, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $449. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure that you see your invoice here, okay? So hang in there.
Okay.
All right. I'm processing the payment now. Let's see. Invalid. Nope. Is it a Visa?
Yes.
Okay. And the expiration
date. It'll be a new one. It'll be a new one from the last time I talked to you because of fraud. And, so they got me a new card. And so I'll need to give you that new card number.
Ready for it? Now, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud as security purposes here, but I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It is 4342-5660. 1316-3471-65 and the 5 of 27.
Okay. And the last but not least, the security code.
651.
All right. Okay, now I got this in here. I'm going to go ahead and try that one here. Again, don't hang up, okay?
I won't.
I like to keep to my promises. Okay, so charging the card for $4.49. Let me know. You're going to receive a text and an email. Let me know whichever comes first so you can see your breakdown of everything in there. Okay? And I'll walk you through.
I've already worked with you guys, and, man, I went and read reviews and stuff later, and people were like, oh, I couldn't get a hold of anybody, couldn't do this, couldn't do that. And I thought to myself, you know, I just don't believe that because I've worked with these people and dealt with these people, and man, it was just wonderful. And then I thought, well, look at this little asshole that's giving me a bad review. So I'm thinking to myself, them reviews don't mean too much as far as I'm concerned because I know they do to a lot of people, but I know they don't to me because I only got one bad review and it was from somebody I didn't even do a job for. So, when I was reading yours, I was thinking to myself, you know, there's more than one Andy Bird out there. I can tell you that.
Oh yeah, yes sir. Well, I appreciate your trust and you know, the kind words too, you know. It's unfortunate. I think
I just got that message.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Okay, so
I'm also still about 25 years behind everybody else on phones. You got to understand, I grew up on rotary phones, buddy. I grew up on rotary phones. So,
hey, me too, don't worry.
I never had my first cell phone until I was like 30. And I'm still not caught up with it. All right. Local splash,
yes,
subscription terms, all that is on there. So I got it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. So we're going to click that subscription terms right there.
Says the link you're trying to access has expired, so I don't know what that's about.
Okay,
man.
Don't worry about that.
These little girls are noisy.
No, you're good. You're good. So then what I'm going to do then, so Dee, I know you've been through everything on this and stuff, but our team needs to make sure they introduce themselves. It may be different team that you have here, okay? Just to go over everything and go over how you can track everything.
You bet.
So that's
double down on what we're doing and everything. You bet. That's just a matter of good business. I do it too.
I'm on
now, man. I went and got paperwork that because it's so big, it has to have fire safety type well. And not one other client, not one other person brought the paperwork to the guy. And he's like, what's this about? And I said, well, listen, your house is over 4,200 feet. So this is the way this well's got to be constructed. And he's like, man, no one else told me that. I said, no, they're going to wait till they were done and then $50,000 later tell you all about it. So.
Right, yeah.
But
that's not how work business
works.
Yeah,
I know you guys need to double down, make sure everything's back 100% and agreed to and everything like that. So I'm with you. And like I said, it just worked so good for me last time. I got nothing but praise and
awesome.
And just hoping we do the same thing again, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, of course. We did it before, this is a new age, too. We definitely got a lot more experience, better team as well, too. Everyone's moving up in here. It's nothing but good news here. So I'm sure we could do even better than before. So tomorrow, do you have what time do you think you could speak with our team there regarding on that?
Let's just set a time at like 11 a.m. because – I don't know, where are you back east or where are you at?
So we're going to rough PST time, California, but you're in mountain time, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm in Idaho, so I'm an hour ahead of you. So you call me anytime you want. If 10 o'clock works good for you, that'll be 11 o'clock my time. That'll work just great, man. It's before lunch on your end, and I don't take lunch, so that'll be fine.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email right now, and I'm going to send the same email over to our team. And that way, you just got to hit yes on your side, nothing further than that. And they will go ahead and do the same to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me a second here. And that way, you actually have my email as well, too, okay? Just to make sure that you have a way to contact me in case you ever need anything, which most likely you won't, but Just wanted to make sure to throw that out there, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I just sent that to you. It's coming from JSEO at Local Splash.
I got another local, I got another one that says Local Splash D, get your Google business profile verified, things like that. Is that the one you mean?
No, not that one. Not that one. That one you can disregard. You already have that. It's just an automatic when people sign up, because we want to make sure they're prepared just in case, right? So disregard that one. It should be one for like a Google Calendar
so
invite.
Did you say you sent me a text message?
The text message was from previous, yeah. So you don't have to worry about that yet, okay? But this one's an email.
I only got two. So your number must be 562. And then, what do I need to do now? Tell me again. What do I need to do is accept and make sure that that agree to that time?
You got it. Yes, sir.
And it was a text or an email?
Email.
And it was to DEE_W@yahoo.com?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the right one. May check your spam? I doubt it, but
invitation to Local Splash. I got it.
Hey, there we go.
And, JSEO, I gotcha.
That's me. Yes, sir.
And I hit responded yes. Did it show on your end?
It did. Yes, sir. Perfect. That's all we needed here. All right.
All right. So I will be hanging by the phone at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
All right. They're going to call from that 877 number. It's not a spam call, okay?
Okay. I'll just answer it.
All right.
And go from there. Between my donations and whether it's St. Jude's or who else, and, you go into Harbor Freight to buy some tools, and they're like, oh, can we have your phone number? And 15 minutes later, you get 12 blow calls. So it happens so much. I wish I had some way to filter it out. But all right, 11 o'clock, man. I'll be looking for your phone call. And, I I'm serious because we done cut the check and, everything's good to go and I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, sir. Welcome back to the family here. We're going to do magic with you, okay?
All right.
So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye bye. Thanks.
Bye bye, sir.